Sparky, first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and your operation.
Well, I live in the northern neck of Virginia, which is about 50 miles east of Fredericksburg, Virginia. I grow corn, wheat, soybeans. I grow some edible beans for the Japanese market. I grow some pasta for a local mill in Virginia, for Durham. I use Durham wheat for the pasta, and I grow some hard red wheat. I farm by myself right now, and my children in and out of college helping me.
Well, what do you think about this corn mission we're going on?
I think it's great. I think it's a privilege for myself to be able to travel, to go to these countries, and to see how other people do things. I hope we can help them, and hope we can promote the corn.
So what do you want to learn or see, or what's your expectation or hope in going on this?
Well, my goal is to, I like to help people, start off with, and if I can make some suggestions to help somebody that I feel better about myself, and go back in my operation, I might learn something that will help me. So I'm looking excited for this trip.
And from the standpoint of using funds from the Grains Council to take corn growers, how do you feel about that as a good investment?
Well, our checkoff board contributes quite a bit for our small state to the checkoff, to the Grains Council. And I think it's good to do that and give a lot of people more of a chance to see what's going on and not the same people all the time. And I think that's good. I think it's very beneficial.
Well, we'll ask you again when we get to the end of this trip what you think and if it was what you expected. But thank you very much, Sparky. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.